Unlike today's city folk, for whom moonlight is charming but useless, in the pre-electric centuries, the moon was vital for nighttime safety. While few of the festivals and calendars that the moon once inspired still remain, two of them occur right now. The most celebrated is today's holiday, Easter, since its date was decreed by celestial things like the moon and the equinox, and since it's one of the only Western holidays set by the heavens, it deserves to be understood. It starts out simple enough. Easter is the Sunday following the first full moon that's on or after the spring equinox. The earliest possible Easter would thus be produced if a full moon landed on the equinox itself, and, additionally, if this were a Saturday, then Easter would be the very next day, March 22nd. It's unlikely. And equally improbable is the latest Easter, which paradoxically arises if the full moon lands one day sooner, a day before the equinox, which, by the rules, forces us to the next full moon on April 17th. Then, if that happens to be a Sunday, we must wait a whole week for the following Sunday, bringing Easter to April 25th. We won't see that earliest possible Easter any time this century, or even the next century, but that latest possible Easter of April 25th will come up just 22 years from now. The fact that Easter is quite early this year, happening today, becomes clear when we notice that the first full moon after the equinox was just 4 days ago, and that was just 2 days after the equinox. So Easter merely had to wait until the first Sunday, which is today. So a quick rule of thumb is that if a full moon falls within a week after the equinox, it'll be an early Easter. Passover is celebrated on that same full moon. Throw in a few more ethnic holidays, and you've got the vestigial legacy of the moon's once far-reaching influence. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.